KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports news, the Olympic flame has arrived in Japan from Greece and was greeted in a scaled-down ceremony at an air base in northern Japan. The flame touched down amid doubts if the Tokyo Games can open as scheduled on July 24th because of the coronavirus pandemic. Organizers and the IOC say it will, but postponement or cancellation is seen as a growing option. The flame will stay in northern Japan for almost a week until the four-month torch relay officially begins on March 26th from the northern Fukushima prefecture. This is the northeastern part of Japan that was devastated by the 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and meltdown of three nuclear reactors. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton told ESPN that he learned Thursday he's tested positive for the new coronavirus. Payton is the first employee of either an NFL team or the league to make such a diagnosis public. He tells the network he came forward to motivate people to educate themselves about what they can do to help fight the pandemic. Payton says he has not been admitted to a hospital and does not have a fever or a cough. The 56-year-old coach says he's been resting comfortably at home where he is in self-quarantine. The number of known coronavirus cases within the NBA has doubled to 14. Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics pleaded with people to take social distancing more seriously Thursday, and the league ordered all teams to shutter their training facilities indefinitely. Smart revealed that he tested positive, and the Los Angeles Lakers said two of their players tested positive as well, bringing the number of players who have acquired the virus to 10. The Philadelphia 76ers said three members of their organization tested positive, and the Denver Nuggets said someone within their franchise was positive as well. The Philadelphia 76ers are moving forward. The American East Conference announced that two people on the floor during recent tournament games have tested positive for the coronavirus. The games involved teams in the American East, Horizon League, and Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference during play from March 7th through the 11th. The Seattle Mariners have shut down their spring training facility in Arizona because of the virus outbreak and told their players to view the coming weeks as though they're in off-season mode. The Mariners had initially planned to keep the facility open and work with players in small staggered groups of 10. Minor league players shut out of spring training camps will receive allowances from teams through April 8th, and a plan is underway to compensate those players during the postponed portion of the regular season. Minor leaguers will receive allowances of $400 per week from teams in a lump sum. Teams hope that will allow players to cover housing, food, and other expenses through the previously scheduled end of spring training. The minor league season was supposed to open April 9th. Roger Penske tells the Associated Press no decision has been made yet regarding the Indianapolis 500 in May, a race that draws more than 300,000 spectators annually. Penske bought Indianapolis Motor Speedway in the IndyCar Series in January, and he's been preparing to host his first Indy 500 on May 24th. Horse racing at Aqueduct Racetrack in New York has been suspended indefinitely after an employee tested positive for the coronavirus. The New York Racing Association says there will be no live racing until further notice. The first player under the PGA Tour umbrella has tested positive for the new coronavirus. The tour says Victor Lang of South Africa was diagnosed with COVID-19 upon returning home to Johannesburg on March 9th from playing a PGA Tour Latino America event in Mazatlan, Mexico. Los Angeles Rams quarterback Jared Goff and left tackle Andrew Whitworth have donated $250,000 apiece to pay for 2 million meals with the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. The money raised will benefit the food bank and United Way of Greater Los Angeles Pandemic Relief Fund. The 38-year-old Whitworth agreed to a three-year contract Wednesday to stay with the Rams. Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield and his wife Emily are donating $50,000 toward food during the coronavirus outbreak. The Mayfields announced on Instagram that they're making their donation to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Two senior Italian sports committee's executives have issued emotional appeals to the International Olympic Committee to revise its stance over the Tokyo Games. Those calls come as the death toll in Italy from the coronavirus overtakes China's. An Italian company that makes cycling apparel for some of the world's best teams, along with jerseys for the World Championships, will shift its production to masks to help the nation confront the coronavirus crisis. Santini said Thursday it would work with a local textile company to begin making masks next week. It hopes to provide up to 10,000 per day. In baseball news, the Red Sox announced Thursday that left-hander Chris Sale would have Tommy John surgery. That operation would keep him out the entire 2020 baseball season. if and when it resumes after the coronavirus pandemic. Other MLB teams will also take advantage of the downtime to treat players. San Francisco Giants right-hander Tyler Beede will undergo Tommy John elbow surgery, and Houston's Justin Verlander underwent groin surgery. The NFL's off-the-field business has joined most of the rest of the country in full work-from-home mode. That has turned signings and trades into tests of patience and technology. Conducting a free agency period during a global pandemic has produced complications well beyond the usual salary cap constraints. Because team facilities have closed out of concern for the spread of the coronavirus, players have not been able to take the physical exams required to finalize contracts with team physicians. In other NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys have agreed to a deal with safety HaHa Clinton Dix, adding a familiar name for new coach Mike McCarthy. Clinton Dix representatives, Sports Trust Advisors, announced that move early Friday on Twitter. The Los Angeles Rams have released Todd Gurley. The superstar running back had a massive contract and a troubling injury history. The Rams made the move several minutes before roughly $10 million in the three-time Pro Bowl selections contract became fully guaranteed. The Rams signed the 2015 first-round pick to a four-year $60 million contract with $45 million guaranteed in June of 2018. A person with knowledge of the move tells the Associated Press that the Denver Broncos are waiving Joe Flacco after he failed his physical. Flacco sustained a neck injury last season and missed the final 2 months of the season. He was eventually replaced by rookie Drew Locke. Earlier this week, the Broncos agreed to terms with new backup quarterback Jeff Driscoll. The Baltimore Ravens have announced the deal that secured defensive end Calais Campbell, a skilled run stopper who also has a knack for getting to the quarterback. To get Campbell, Baltimore gave Jacksonville the 2025th round pick it got from Atlanta in a trade that sent tight end Hayden Hurst to the Falcons. The Minnesota Vikings and kicker Dan Bailey have agreed to terms on a new contract. Bailey was fourth in the NFL in 2019 with a 93.1% field goal rate, his best since 2015. Bailey made 27 of 29 kicks, including all three tries from 50-plus yards. Bailey also landed touchbacks on 66 of 87 kickoffs. Darius Slay got what he was waiting for, a trade out of Detroit in a big new contract. The Lions agreed to trade Slay to the Philadelphia Eagles, ending the standout cornerback's seven-year stint in Detroit. His agents say Slay has agreed to a three-year $50 million extension with Philadelphia. The Lions drafted Slay 36th overall in 2013, and he earned All-Pro honors in 2017. The Cleveland Browns beefed up their defensive front, agreeing to terms with former Bengals tackle Andrew Billings. Billings is the third defensive player to strike a deal with the Browns in 24 hours. The team reached deals with linebacker B.J. Goodson and safety Carl Joseph on Wednesday. The Buffalo Bills have confirmed signing safety Jordan Poyer to a two-year contract extension, which locks up the three-year starter through the 2022 season. Poyer was entering the final year of a four-year contract. The Jacksonville Jaguars agreed to terms with center guard Tyler Shatley on a one-year contract worth $1.5 million. That deal includes $600,000 guaranteed. The Jags previously agreed to terms with Cleveland linebacker Joe Schobert, Cincinnati cornerback Darquez Dennard, and Arizona defensive lineman Rodney Gunter over the last 2 days. And a person familiar with the deal says the San Francisco 49ers have agreed to a one-year contract worth about $3 million with free agent guard Tom Compton. Compton will help fill the void created by the planned release of Mike Person. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.